2 Samuel chapter 8. From Bethah to Berothai, the towns that belonged to Hadadezer, King David took a great quantity of bronze. 2 Samuel 8:8. You give but little when you give of your possessions. It is when you give of yourself that you truly give. This chapter tells a meaningful story. A king named Toi sent his son Joram with gifts of gold, silver, and bronze to greet and congratulate David on his victory over Hadadezer, his enemy, 2 Samuel 8, 8-10. Fast forward through history, and we see another king, a greater one, who, at the right time, sent his son, born of a woman, subject to the law, to redeem us and adopt us as his very own children, Galatians 4, 4 and 5. This son, Jesus, did not simply bring gifts of like love, peace, joy, forgiveness, and eternal life. He was the gift himself. He didn't just send precious treasures. He gave himself out of love. As Dodie Rambo sang, he left the splendor of heaven, knowing his destiny was the lonely hill of Golgotha, to lay down his life for me. If that isn't love, the ocean is dry. There's no stars in the sky, and the sparrows can't fly. While Joram was warmly welcomed, the Son of God was despised and wounded, punished so that we could have peace. Isaiah 53:5. Yet his gifts are still available today. It all starts by receiving him, because he who has the Son has life. 1 John 5:12. And to have him, we must believe in his name and be born of God. John 1, 12 and 13. But it's not just about accepting a gift. It's about embracing the one who gave everything for us.